Now I'm singing as the days go by. Jesus took my burdens all away. We are live. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this morning's devotion. Let's stand up, say our pledges, and then we're going to get started. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide its word in my heart that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty for all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for today. We just pray now that we might get something out of this devotion that we can use in our own life. We thank you so much for school. Thank you for the students who are here. Thank you for the ones that are watching online. Just pray now that you guide and direct us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, today we're going to be looking at a woman by the name of Rahab. Rahab, turn your Bibles to Joshua chapter 2. Lexus. Joshua chapter 2. Starting in verse 1, it says, "And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of smitten two men to spy secretly, saying, Go, view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into the harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, Behold, there came men in hither tonight to the children of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them and said, Thus there came men unto me, but I was not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whether the men went, I wot not, pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them on the way to Jordan into the fords, and as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they laid down, she came up to them upon the roof. And she said unto them, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came across into Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Shimon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any courage in any man because of you, for the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token. And that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have to deliver out of the lives from death. And the men answered her, Our life is yours if ye utter not this our business. And it shall be when the Lord hath given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. I want to take and talk to you about a woman by the name of Rahab. Rahab was someone else. She just, she was, I want to look at her life and what she really was, and see how God can use people like her. Now, first thing I want to look at is that she was, believe it or not, she was a sinner. She was a sinner. If you take a look at verse number 2 of what we read, it says, and it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men hither in tonight, and the children of Israel, to watch the country. Now, if you go back to, we find out that she was number one. She was not of the house of Israel, so she had no inheritance whatsoever of the promised land. She lived in Jericho, which was not part of Israel. This town was a heathen town, and it was going to be utterly destroyed by the Israelites, and this was a city of sinners. These people knew not God, nor did they worship him. They worshiped the things that they had around them. They had gods of gold, gods of silver, gods of wood. She was a harlot. What's a harlot? Who can tell me what a harlot is? Anybody know what a harlot is? A harlot's a prostitute. Okay. She was one that sold her body for profit. Since she was not under the law, she wasn't under the Mosaic law, it was okay for her to have this profession. You know, the law was given to Israel, thou shalt not commit adultery. It was not given to the Gentiles or the heathens. Morally, under the culture that she lived in, it was okay. It was not wrong to have the profession that she did or the occupation that she did. In her own mind, what she was doing was perfectly right. As long as men were willing to pay, she was willing to play. And so you need to take and understand that. And, but she was also respected in town. If you look at verse 5, it says, and it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I know not. Pursue after them quickly, for thou shalt overtake them. Verse 7, it says, and the men pursued after them on the way to Jordan under the fords, and as soon as they had pursued after them, they were gone out. They shut the gate. Now, we need to realize that she was respected by the people of the town. When the king came to find out where these men were, she told him that they'd already left the city. She said they've already left, and if you go real fast, you might be able to overtake them before they get back to where they're going. You know, the king did not want to butt heads with her because she was very well known in the city. More than likely, she had been there almost all of her life, and her family had been there almost all their life. And so here we see that she had a lot of respect by the people who were in the city. We need to realize that even if we don't agree with her lifestyle that she lived, she was still respected by the people of Jericho. You know, even though a person may not live a righteous life, they can still be respected by those who are around them. Not only that, but she was also a deceiver. In verse 4, it says, and the woman took the two men and hid them and said thus, there came men unto me, but I wist not whence they came. Now, what we need to realize is the women as well as men many times need to be watched closely because of their deception. Here we see her deceiving the king's men, having them believe something which was not true. She knew the two men had not left the city. She also knew where the two men were. But she told the king something different. Maybe it was because of her profession that made her a person of deception. We have no idea. But maybe it was because of what she did to support herself that made it easy to take and lie. You know, we as Christians need to be so careful that we do not become deceived by those around us. You know, many times we have friends or relatives who will want us to believe one thing, telling us that this is true, when in essence it really isn't, and it's a deception, and we need to be so careful. And, you know, me as a pastor, many times I have to be very careful what people tell me. You know, I have to weigh it out to see if it's the truth or not. Not only that, but she also was a protector. In verse 6, it says, but she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them in the stalks of flax which she had laid in order on the roof. Here we see that she stuck her neck out to protect these two spies. She knew if they found out that she was hiding them, that she could be killed. She also knew if they were found, they would surely be killed. She chose to protect them because she knew there was more of what was going to happen than what was going on right now. She had heard of them crossing the Red Sea. She heard of 4 million people going across the Red Sea on dry ground. Not only that, but she also heard of them crossing the Jordan River during flood season on dry ground. And she heard of what they did to the kings over on the other side of the Jordan. And she knew that they were going to be utterly destroyed if the Israelites came to Jericho. She knew there had to be a very mighty God whose hand was upon them and protecting them. She was going to risk her life to protect them. And she didn't even know these guys, yet she was going to risk her life to protect them. She knew that the Israelites were going to come and destroy all of Jericho. She knew that there would be no one left breathing in Jericho when the fighting was over, because they would utterly destroy everybody. She wanted to make sure that her family was safe and would be allowed to live. You know, even though she was a sinner and had an occupation that was not the best, she still was thinking about those she loved. You know, she wanted a guarantee that if she helped them, that when they came to conquer the city, that her and her family would be kept safe. Not only that, but she was also rewarded for her faithfulness. If you go to chapter 6 of Joshua chapter 6, and then go down to verse 22 and 23, it says this, and the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brothers and all that she had, and they brought out all of her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. What we need to realize is this, and then verse 25, it says, and Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive in her father's household and all that she had, and she dwelt in the Israel even until this day, because she had the messengers, she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. She was rewarded for her faithfulness. She was told to let down the scarlet rope, and that scarlet rope would be a sign of where she was, and they would take and be able to save her life. Rahab and all of her family were spared certain destruction because they did exactly what the spies told them to. You know, her family were not allowed into the camp of Israel, but had to stay outside of the camp because they were considered strangers. In verse 25, it says that Joshua saved Rahab. Rahab and all of her family could have been killed just like everybody else in Jericho, but they weren't. They were all saved because she had stuck her neck out and protected the spies. You know, how did they know where she was? What did she put out the window? A red scarlet rope. And that's how they knew exactly where she was. Put a scarlet rope out so that you will be saved. In Hebrews 11:31, it says, by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And then we see, in conclusion, as I was looking over the attributes of Rahab, I could not help but think of our own Christian lives. You know, each of us are sinners before an almighty God. There's not one of us in here that has not done something wrong. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, it doesn't matter how rich we are, how famous we are, how bad looking we are, like some of the rest of us. But we need to realize that we're all sinners before an almighty God. And then there's a penalty for our sins. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, because Rahab was not an Israelite, because she was not one of God's chosen people, her destiny was set and she was going to die. When the Israelites were taking over Jericho, there was not one person left in Jericho that lived. It was just like us. Because of our sin, we're going to be condemned to die for our sins in hell. We should have to pay for our own penalty. But yet Jesus paid our penalty. You know, there was a way to be saved. In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God made a way that you and I can be saved, just like Rahab. All she had to do was lower that scarlet rope out of the window, and they knew exactly where she was. All we have to do is accept the finished work that Jesus did on the cross, and we also can be saved. In Hebrews 9:12, it says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained mercy, redemption for us. I wonder why it had to be a scarlet rope instead of a piece of green or blue, or something like that. Why was it red? Why was the rope red? I believe that was because it represented the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we need to obey what we have been told to do. In Romans 10:9-10, it says, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If Rahab would not have let down that scarlet rope, she would have been killed. There is no doubt she would have been killed. It's no different with us. If we call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be saved, just like Rahab was. Just like Rahab, all of us need to come to the Lord the same way. And it's through what he did on the cross. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for this devotional. I just pray now that you'll guide and direct us in all that we do and say today. Help us get everything done that we need to get done. And we'll give you the praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, got a lot to do today. Don't forget, everyone's here Monday morning. We're starting Monday morning back to school. We'll be here 4 days a week starting Monday. All right? You're dismissed. Thanks, Dana.